Blog Talk Radio.
An internet weight loss sensation.
One man's incredible journey from obese and bedridden to fit with endless capability.
He was overweight, depressed, unable to walk on his own until one man gave him the courage to change his life forever.
He came across a yoga DVD by an unlikely instructor. Former wrestler, Diamond Dallas Page.
Over the last 12 years, I developed this amazing program I now call DDP Yoga.
With more than 7 million hits on YouTube, Arthur Borman's physical transformation is shocking and inspiring.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say DDP Yoga pretty much changed my life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz. I just got done working out with DDP. Something I'm going to use for my training.
This is Rob Van Dam, here to tell you firsthand. YRG's no joke.
This is Mark Farrell. My life has been forever changed because of a workout called DDP Yoga.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
It's DDP
Radio.
Self high five.
Hey, this is Robert. This may be the least exciting episode of DDP Radio we've ever had because Blog Talk Radio is having some major problems right now, and we can't bring Stacey or Sparky or anybody else into the queue. So we're working on it right now to see what's going on. And it doesn't even look like the chat room's working. So it looks like we may be dead in the water before we even get started tonight. Yeah, it looks like half of our site is down. Hey, Stacy.
Robert.
Hey, Hi. And I can hear you now. That looks like the DDP Radio almost went to the drink. I was just now able to get you and Sparky on here.
Okay, great. I can't get on the site, though.
Yeah, neither can I.
So am I in?
You're in, brother.
Hey, Sparky.
Woo!
But it looks like everything else is down. I don't even know if we have a show at this point.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
we have each other.
Yes, we do. We're plugged.
We've got
Jeff
two people Bill's listening.
Here too.
Okay, so yeah, so and we've got the chat room's coming back up. So So whatever issues they're having, maybe they're resolved here. So maybe 10 minutes later we can actually start the show.
Okay. Better late than never.
Ooh. Yes. And, so on three, let's go. One, two,
And should we play the intro again, or just, you know, just...
We'll hum it.
Well, I don't want Sparky doing that, because, you know, whatever members we have left that are listening to us, that'll drive them away.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. Actually, humming is better than singing.
That's true. That's true.
So...
Okay, well, that completely took me out of my comfort zone. I mean, not that I normally have one, but let's get this thing started. I mean, do we have any announcements to get started with?
Okay, you know, I actually don't have any announcements because I have technical difficulties as well because my computer shit the bed before I went to Aruba. And Stacey, I was just telling Robert probably earlier today I didn't remember. I was so relaxed from being in Aruba, and I was telling you guys this, and for everybody listening, I was explaining to Stacey and Robert earlier, I was like, I'm in totally, I don't give a shit mode. And I think it came across as, I don't give a shit, guys, so whatever. But it was more like...
Yeah, that's pretty much what it came across as.
But
well,
I know, like,
I thought it was a cry for help, so I'm like, oh, Sparky, what's going on?
But here it turns out Aruba was so therapeutic that I was like completely carefree, and I absolutely didn't remember until today that my computer shit the bed about a week before I went on vacation, and I realized this is going to be my first CDP radio just on the phone, not in the chat room, not able to look up any stats or anything online, so I feel kind of you know, I don't know, vulnerable. I don't have my technology.
Well, I can tell you that the team has, we're now at 18,300 members.
Wow.
I think Facebook was about 21,000, am I right?
I think so, yeah. But let me double check that real quick, and I can tell you. Since we're doing this, you know, without a net, so, you know, might as well just look it up.
It wouldn't be a community show if we didn't have a net.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're at 21,000 likes on Facebook. And just out of curiosity, let's look at the Twitter as well, see what we have on there.
Yeah, check that out. And speaking without a net, you know what? When we're on a community show, we do fall and hit every branch on the ugly tree with the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anyone who has, you know, been listening to all the great shows we've done with Shad and with Titus and everybody else, you're in for a treat. Let me just say that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We've had such a roll. You know, the show has been on a roll, like Funk's been on a roll, but with all these superstars, and now you got us. Lucky you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of like the pothole in the road for... Well, on Twitter, we're up to 44,845 followers.
How many?
44,845.
Wow.
Jeez. So combine everything and with the overlap. Let's just say it's not overlapped. We got like almost 75,000 virtual followers of DDP Yoga.
Yeah, and they're all listening to a train wreck of a show. I can't believe how badly this started off.
Well, they're all. If we have 75,000 listeners tonight, I'm done.
Well,
I retire.
I mean, well, okay, they're all potentially could listen to a train wreck.
That's true. They're just staring agape at their screens. Everybody can pick your jaws up now.
Yeah. And you're all. Hold on a second. Is Dave? Is that you?
Yes.
Hey, we've got Dave Orth with us. Just called in.
How's it going, guys?
Going good, brother.
All right.
How's
okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
Hey, is Dave there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Really? Wow.
Might as well have some fun with it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we had gone low enough. You had to go just another step.
Okay. So we got Dave here, we got Stacy, we got Robert, we got myself, and this is DDP Radio. In case you guys haven't figured it out yet, that's what we're attempting. What's been going on, Dave? You were at the Accountability Crib this weekend, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was at the Ultimate Workshop over the weekend and got to meet got to meet a lot of people, you know, that I hadn't had the opportunity to meet before from Team DDP Yoga. Ninja, Don, Mike and Kim, Paula, who I've met at the
Peebles.
Retreat last year. Peebles, yep. She was there as well, which was exciting. I met Louie and Jake and Scott. Everybody was great down there. It was a great time. It was very successful.
Did I didn't? You may have mentioned it. I didn't hear. Did Mark Merrow make it in?
He did not. He did not. You know, I'm assuming something came up, or he was just too busy and couldn't make it. It didn't even occur to me until the day after, and you know, I meant to ask, and I just it slipped my mind.
You know, I was about to be super depressed if you would have said yes. I know he had thrown up that he had some engagements because
yep.
I really, really wanted to get back in time to come down because between Paige and Miro, you know, I think those two guys just really, really top off the pause lifestyle for me. So, you know, it's cool that he was going to go. It's even cooler that he didn't make it. So next time when he does make it, I can show up.
Now hopefully you know there'll be another hopefully there'll be another workshop in the near future and he'll be able to make it next time. I'm sure everybody be excited about that. And I got to meet Terry as well. Terry was down there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yoga
Terry's
Doc.
An amazing woman.
Terry and Yoga Doc, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Yoga Doc, for anybody who hasn't met him, he's just an awesome guy.
Oh, absolutely. Great guy.
He's
extremely helpful.
All of those dudes are really cool. And, yeah, Terry's just an amazing one. She was on a couple of weeks ago when I was in Aruba, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty much the Terry and Stacy show.
The Terry and Stacy. Hey, those are always good shows.
Oh, yeah. I think it came across very well. I mean, they had a lot of good talk about food. And you know, I ran the switchboard.
We decided to switch from testosterone to estrogen that week.
Absolutely, and it was 100% just moving. It's not a bad thing. It's a good switch every once in a while. It's just, you know, I was just a little bored. You know, but
Terry's a walking encyclopedia, literally, about you know, nutrition and health and how to get in better shape. So it was a great show.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I would absolutely encourage anybody the next workshop that comes up, go for it. I mean, if you can do it, if you can get down there, it's completely worth it. You know, doing the live workout and Dallas talking about the breathing and other important topics and having that one-on-one, you know, type of workout with a group like that. You know, it's not a huge group, but it's a perfect size group and. You know, it just takes things to another level for you.
Yeah, he likes to keep it really intimate.
And I'll tell you, the food was off the charts fantastic. I mean, his daughter, Brittany, can cook like you wouldn't believe. I mean, all the food, gluten-free, dairy-free, and it was just incredible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible.
How tough were the workouts?
What's that?
How tough were the workouts?
It was on par with what the retreat was last year.
Uh-huh.
You know,
well,
it's definitely different than the DVDs, and he, you know, his live workouts are a quicker pace than the DVDs as well, which I noticed when I was at the retreat last year. So, you know, it's about a second or two quicker as he transitions from move to move, and you know, he does some other moves that you haven't necessarily seen before, but you know, he walks through everything, explains everything, and. Everything flows together really well. And you have Yoga Doc there. Yoga Doc being there and Dallas, you know, able to walk around and kind of give you tips on if you're not putting, you know, placing your feet in the right place or stretching long enough or your back's not flat enough. And I think that helps a lot.
Oh, absolutely. That reminds me of the way that they did did you ever see the original DVDs, Dave?
No, I haven't. I'm curious to see them, but I haven't seen them.
And that's basically what it was, because Yoga Doc was in those DVDs, and that's a lot of what he did was to walk around and explain things while Dallas was going through the workout.
Right, yeah, and he even, you know, discussed how, you know, they went through the history of how, you know, YRG came to be, and then DDP Yoga, you know, transitioned into that from there, and, I mean, the information is just really incredible.
Yeah, it's been a long road.
Absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, no, I just wanted to call in to say hey. And one thing I did want to say, and I mentioned this when I was at the workshop. I want to give a shout out to Colorado Stacy. I know you guys probably have talked to her through the chat room and maybe Facebook or Twitter. But you know, when I had my surgery back in August, and you know, I wasn't able to work out for a while, and you know, once I got the clearance to start working out again late last year, you know, I struggled with motivation, just kind of getting my mind set back into that workout type mode. And I had a real, you know, I was kind of doing it, but, you know, I was taking it easy. And, you know, just, I was nervous, obviously, about causing any issues in my abdomen where I had my surgery. But I was kind of just going through the motions, doing some workouts, but really didn't feel like I was pushing myself. And, you know, she had a hip injury not too long ago, and she was worried about her hip, you know, and doing something that might, you know, cause any, you know, any issues with that. And, you know, at the right after Christmas, the beginning of this year, you know, we talked through Facebook frequently, and, you know, we kind of, after talking, we just decided to make each other accountable and hold each other to, you know, if we say we're going to do a workout, then that's what we're going to do, you know, and it really kind of blew up, you know, where we would plan out a whole week and say, this is what I'm doing here, here, and here. And we would own up to each other to say, I did it. So every morning she'll check in with me and I'll check in with her and say, this is what I'm doing. Or if it's an off day, that's fine. And it's, you know, we can always modify if necessary, but she really helped me get back on track at the beginning of the year. And, you know, without her, I think I'd still be probably in that same mindset of just kind of going through motions, not really pushing myself too hard. You know, I did see my weight go up a little bit. I mean, it wasn't out of control, but the scale started to move its way back up. And I really, you know, I've gotten things back in check, you know, brought the scale down a little bit. But more than that, I've kind of got my mind right. I got my motivation back where I want it to be. And, you know, we're still keeping each other accountable, but, you know, that's a big, you know, thing about Team DDP Yoga is there's so many people, you know, that are great on the site, and but, you know, she's been a person that's been very helpful to me, and I just wanted to give her big props for, you know, keeping me accountable for what, you know, I want to do and what I say I'll do, and I'm doing the same for her. She's doing fantastic. I mean, since her and I have been doing this for the past couple months, she's really turned it up a notch, and, you know, she's fitting in the jeans that she hasn't fit into in a while. She told me her heart rate monitor strap is actually loose. She has to tighten it up, which is great. You know, and I'm helping her along, and she's really doing well. And, you know, I just wanted to at least put that out there. I know, you know, there's so many other people out there that have been helpful, but she's been fantastic.
Cool. You know, that's a great point. There's two things, accountability, but two, you can find somebody on the site, and it goes for anybody. You said Team DDP Yoga, and it's about the team. You should reach out like Stacy did with you, and you do with Stacy. And it could be Stacy this month, somebody next month, but you're always going to find somebody who has some life goal to you or some life challenge that you can help each other get over and get yourselves over on the workouts and your goals. Always work out and ask for help.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Never be afraid to ask for help. There's always going to be somebody out there that is absolutely willing to help, absolutely, you know, willing to help you in any way, whether it's, like you said, accountability or just give you, you know, tips or encouragement. There's always going to be somebody there, and that's a huge part of what the Team DDP Yoga community is about. You know, we've talked about this other time. I want to bring up one other quick topic, and then I'll obviously get going. I don't want to take up too much time. But we've talked about the welcomes, everybody welcoming people to the site. You know, I know when I joined, I had, you know, a ton of members, you know, sending me welcome messages and everything. And I just want to give my two cents as to how important that is. I think it's extremely important that, you know, new members be welcomed, you know, the way that you were when you started. And that means everybody, you know what I mean? And it can get tedious. There's a lot more members joining on a daily basis. But I just think, you know, give back to the community and you know, do the best you can. But, you know, I just want to see – I'd like to see more people doing the welcomes because I think it means a lot to the new members.
It definitely does. We get so many comments about that, about how overwhelmed people are when they get, you know, comments and you know, everyone gets those, and the more the people that we get to do them, the better.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if anybody else experiences the same issue I do. Sometimes, you know, the emails that you're supposed to get about new members, it doesn't, at least for me, it doesn't work 100%, so I might get 50 of them, 50% of them, I mean. So a lot of times I don't worry about what emails come in about new members. I always go back to the members list and just kind of try to keep track of where I left off. And, you know, again, it's time consuming, but you know what, again, I just think it's important to the community, and, you know, I think the new members really appreciate it.
They definitely do, and I don't think you seem to miss a single one, Dave. You're pretty amazing the way you keep up with it. I get to it when I can. I have to admit, I don't welcome everybody, but
right.
I give it my best shot.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be 100%. You know, I'm sure I miss somebody somewhere, and you know, we do the best we can. You know, it's just so many at one time sometimes, but. So as long as you're putting out the best effort, I think that's all anyone can really ask for.
Yeah. I think I've got 100% of them, but that's because I live, breathe, you know, and
yeah.
I never leave my computer. So.
Well, yeah. And you never go to sleep either. So.
Yeah.
I think you probably sleep with a laptop on your chest, and then every time you just kind of keep checking in and welcoming people.
Well, if I go too far, they actually have an electric strap where I'm actually tied to it.
Now, I heard that you met somebody over this weekend, right? I heard you met somebody, Robert, right?
Oh yeah,
for the first time, you got to meet the man, the myth, the legend, right? The Monsterbator,
yeah.
Doug Steffen.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know we took pictures, and the bastard still hasn't sent me the pictures, and you know, so if he's listening.
Well, wait, what kind of pictures did he take? Maybe we don't want them on the internet.
Well, no, they're good. You know, in classic Doug, and I guess my style, because you know we're both as about as abrasive as the other one is. I think he may have me beat. Is you know,
okay.
We see each other. I've never met him in person, and we see each other for the first time, and we flick each other off immediately. So that kind of sets the tone for the entire evening. But it was really good. He bought one of his friends, and we just sat there for probably 3 hours, just sat there and chat and had dinner.
Mm, cool.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So it was very cool to meet him and you know, tell him to kiss my ass or whatever.
All right. Well, I don't want to hold you guys up. I'm sure you have other calls. One other person I wanted to give a shout out to was Roger Lowry, because he was at the Ultimate Workshop as well, and I got to hang out with him for a good amount of time, and he was a real solid guy, really nice guy. But like I said, everyone was awesome, great event. Definitely go there if you can do it the next time it comes up, and I'm sure the retreat is only a few months away, so I'm sure a lot of the people that were there are also going to be at the retreat, so it should be a great time.
Yeah. Well,
looking
Dave,
forward to seeing, looking
keep
forward
up
to seeing
the great
you,
work.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and you're really, I mean, it is important to welcome, and it makes people feel really good, so thanks for that reminder.
Oh, no problem at all.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. And before we go any further, I know that Chef Bill has a announcement.
Yes, he does. He just, you know, he's going to be cooking some really delicious gluten-free dishes down at the retreat like he did last year. But he just came up with a pretty cool idea, and he wants to put it out there for those who are going to be coming to the retreat. So here's Chef Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, good. How about yourself?
Doing good, man.
here was a thought that I had. We've been doing a lot more, obviously, gluten-free and dairy-free with a whole span of new menu ideas, entrees, things like that. So what I was thinking, a lot of people, when they go gluten-free or go dairy-free, they say, oh, my God, I can't have this anymore. And, I mean, there's obviously a few things that no matter how talented you are in the kitchen, it might not work out. But what we were thinking of was having anybody that wants to, that's going to come to the retreat, make a menu suggestion or an entree suggestion to Stacy through the DDP site saying, you know, I really miss this. Is there a way this could be, you know, made with a gluten-free recipe? Or, you know, this is my favorite entree. Do we have a way to do it gluten-free? And then Stacy and I could review them, and perhaps that could be one of the things that, you know, I'll choose to do when we do the cooking demo. DDP had said we're going to do it again. So it's just a thought.
Okay. So you're going to be doing, I'm sorry, I was typing and listening at the same time, so you're going to be doing another cooking demo at the retreat?
We're going to do a cooking demo at the retreat, just a little more refined than we did last year. And what we're saying is if people that are going to come want to say to Stacy, you know, I'm just throwing this out as an example, oh, veal parmesan's my favorite thing. Is there a way to do that gluten-free and cow's milk-free? Or, you know, whatever it might be, something that they really think they're going to miss or something that they think can't be made, you know, to taste delicious and be a clean recipe.
Absolutely. Not only would that be good for the retreat, but that would be good for Stacy's blog or website.
Oh, we have a bunch of them on her blog.
Yeah, I mean, no, just for like a challenge for somebody, that, you know, something that they couldn't possibly could think could be gluten-free. That might be something kind of neat to put up there as well.
I see. Yeah, that could be neat. We just did dairy-free clam chowder. It was absolutely delicious. So they have a really good idea. I'm going to put you on with Stacy, and you can discuss it further with her.
Okay.
Okay.
They even have a better idea. I mean, a good idea.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Well, we were just... Are you still here, Sparky? Because you're awfully damn quiet.
I'm taking it all in. I'm absorbing.
You're absorbing. You're a sponge. Okay. Well, no, just the idea was, I mean, not only, because I think taking this idea to the retreat of ways to do gluten-free foods is a great idea. And you can probably, how would people contact you on Team DDP Yoga? Or would it be StacyMorse.com?
Contact me through Team DDP Yoga. Or Facebook, you know, most people know me on Facebook also. And there's really not an email through my website yet. So
okay.
Just try the site, the Team DDP Yoga, and that'll work.
Okay. And the idea, what I mentioned to Chef Bill, was that the, you know, people should be able to, it'd be cool if people could give you different challenges of different things that you would never think would be gluten-free. And let's see what we can do to make them gluten-free.
That's a great idea. You'd be really surprised at some of the things that can be totally converted, like he just made me clam chowder. And that's totally traditionally laden with dairy and flour. And I really was a little skeptical, but it tastes amazing and without all the cramping afterwards. So,
oh, even better.
I'm going to post the recipe eventually, but it was out of this world.
I'd do it. I could get down on some clam chowder for sure myself.
Oh, good.
I need a solution for. Did you find a solution to put those little oyster crackers on top? So they make like gluten-free breadcrumbs or something.
Yeah, we've got to write to Pamela's or something. Someone's got to come out with a gluten-free version of those. I agree.
Yeah, if people don't know Pamela's, I'm glad you brought that up. I think that's the best cookies. She's got like the chocolate chip cookies. And I call them breakfast bars, but they're not like granola bars, but they're like a soft bar. She's got like those blueberry lemon bars. You ever had those?
I haven't.
I've seen them. I haven't had them, though. Are they good?
Oh, they're freaking amazing. And just found them on Amazon. You can get like a case of them on Amazon for a couple bucks cheaper than they are in the store, which is pretty damn cool. So.
Yeah.
We've got go ahead, Sparky.
I was going to say, I don't even know where we're at. I'm totally at a loss without having my computer and see the chat room and know what time it is. This is crazy.
still have your beach vibe on, I can tell.
Yeah, I kind of do have the beach vibe on, although I don't have my hands wrapped around ice-cold drinks right now.
Oh, good.
And I don't have the cool breeze blowing. You know, you got to kick back a little bit on vacation and have some fun.
You got to kick back a lot on vacation.
What's that?
So you got to kick back a lot on vacation, man, especially because I know you've been working hard.
Which they do. It's a retreat too, so anybody listening, you're gonna have a good time kicking back at the retreat too if you decide to go.
Yeah, and if you haven't signed up for the retreat yet and you want to, you're basically out of time. You need to go to DDP. We changed the domain because we had some issues with it. So go to ddpretreat.com, and if you're gonna sign up, you better do it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she only had like a couple spots as of like a couple weeks ago. I know that.
Yeah. There's going to be some even if they've already sold out, there's going to, when it comes closer to the day, some people will drop, so they have a standby list as well. So you can get on that as well.
So one hint I'll give you, I don't know if any of our lovely Team DDP Yoga friends from the north in Canada are going, but there is one thing I learned on vacation when talking to Canadians is that... their diction, if you want to call it that, is actually very keen and very good. I was having a conversation, Stacy, with somebody about being wheat free and talking about gluten free, and I'm about 5 minutes in, and they're just looking at me, and they basically just had to come out and ask, okay, that's all great, but why would you make a point to say weed free, as in pot free, and I'm like, no, weed free.
Uh-huh. Oh my god! That's
you know, it being drug free and being straight edge—that's a good thing too.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much gluten there is in marijuana, but yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, but I thought that was pretty funny, and then they went on, and you know. They picked on me because they say butter, and I say butter with two D's. So.
Yeah, and, you know, like Sparky and I were talking about this earlier, and I kept referencing back to Crystal, and Crystal is about as Canadian as you can get, and she'll talk to me on the phone, and she won't say about, she'll say a boot, and it drives me crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to go a boot up there. Yeah. Every time I try to do a Canadian accent, I think I end up trying to do a Minnesotan accent who's trying to do a Canadian accent. So it just turns out very bad. So it's as bad as my singing.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here chatting with Katie. Did you fall over there, Sparky? You having problems?
No, that was me. I'm straight up right now.
Okay, straight up. Okay, well, I'm chatting with Katie, and she wanted me to give you a virtual hug, and I said, hell no. But, you know, I just want to let you know the thought was there.
Oh, yeah. Katie wanted me to tell you, Sparky, she misses you terribly, and she wishes you were in the chat room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Miss you too, Katie. Big hugs. There's a virtual hug back at you. I'm sending it through Robert to give to you.
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm not sure I want to be the meat in that sandwich, but, you know, I appreciate it.
As well as to everybody else, all my other friends in the chat room and whatnot who pinged in while I was taking a couple weeks off for hockey games and vacations. So my hockey game streak is over, so no more hockey on Wednesdays for me.
And we've actually got another caller. Let's see who's in area code 605.
Hey, guys. This is Travis from South Dakota. How you doing?
Good, bro. How you doing?
Hey, Travis.
Good. Hey, just calling in to do an update here, day 96 of doing DDP yoga and everything here. So I'm down 35 pounds, I'm down to about 210 right now, and just kicking away here. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about, you know, holding each other accountable and putting challenges out there and everything. I don't know, do you see on the groups and everything, they've got that double black diamond challenge?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, the double black diamond challenge there. They've got one that, you know, just doing it for the week of March 11th through March 15th, we're committed to do, there's eight of us right now, doing double black diamond every day during that week, and then try to throw into a red hot core somewhere at least one time out of that week. So it really kind of appealed to me, because from my day 81 to day 90, if you've been kind of, I'm trying to post up videos and little vlogs and everything there. I said, you know what, I need a little bit of a push, a little bit of a, you know, I kind of hit a plateau at that point. So I said, okay, I'm going to do Diamond Cutter every day from day 81 to day 90. And
nice.
Just push forward there. So did that, you know, and kept my morning routine going there too. Usually I'd end up doing Diamond Cutter, you know, in the evening before I go to bed. You know, do my Diamond Cutter, shower, relax a little bit, eat something, pass out, get up the next day, do a little wake up or a little energy and get about my day. So, but that sort of thing, that really, it's that challenging yourself and pushing yourself just a little bit more that really appeals to me. So the question I had on the other side of that is just thoughts and opinions on rest periods, on whether you usually just take a day off or take a day where you just kind of key back a little bit, maybe just do a light energy workout or wake up or whatever the case is. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll jump in real quick, and then that's a good question. On the flip side of that, I get a lot of questions about what workouts should I do or when should I rest. And it sounds like such a cop-out, but to say, do what feels best for you. Because if you don't feel pain and you can power through the workouts, they're low impact and they're great for your cardio. So you can do them every day. But if you feel your body wearing down or you feel like you need to take a day off, there's nothing that's going to hurt you taking one day off. Or if you do feel a little soreness, there's nothing wrong with hitting the mat and not engaging for a day, like maybe throwing in energy, doing 20 minutes, still getting the stretch and the flex out of it, but just not engaging the muscles. So that's some of the stuff I tell people. I don't know. What do you think, Stace?
I think that sounds good. I do take days of rest. You know, I'm off at least one day a week. And but if you really don't want to, I think it's an excellent idea to just not engage or do a light stretching. You know, do some of the moves and just turn them into sort of a zen-like stretching routine.
Yeah, because over and above doing the DDP yoga stuff there, there's at least 4 days out of the week that I'm in the dojo, either doing some jiu-jitsu or some judo, or working with my son, and I got my son doing kids judo, but instead of just doing, you know, just, you know, going in and dropping him off and watching him do judo, whatever else, I throw on a gi and we go through and we work on, you know, basic sweeps and ukemi and throws and whatever. So, so, you know, I'm in there trying to supplement that, and I, you know, work with do the kids calisthenics right along with it, and, you know, which basically the same thing as the adults do. So, mm-hmm. Plus we push in a little bit extra. So, but so, you know, we got that little bit of extra activity in there, but, you know, there's just sometimes, like, you know, like I said, this last time I did a 10-day Diamond Cutter, I didn't see a whole lot in the way of movement skill-wise. I saw a lot of, you know, definitely tightening up in the body and everything, but I didn't see a real drop in the scale. And then I took the day off. I did some wake up, I did a little light stretching, whatever else, and then the next day I got on the scale and I'm six pounds down. So. Like I said, you know, it's something, and, you know, like I said, everyone's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to kind of feel your body, and, you know, don't overpush yourself, you know, try to, you know, don't overpush yourself, but don't let yourself lax off too much either. So.
Go ahead, Spark.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I think after about a week of Diamond Cutter or Double Black Diamond, I think a day off is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is possible to overtrain. So, you know, if you feel like you need it, if you're a little achy, definitely, I would take a day.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep up the great work. Congratulations.
Yeah, 35 pounds, that's awesome, bro.
Yeah, Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, like I said, my goal is eventually I want to get down below 200 here before May, if I can. So that's the goal, right? The ultimate goal, if you look at my stuff there, I want to get down to 180 if I can. I'm 6'1". I used to do a lot of weights and everything there, so I got some muscle to work in there too. So how realistic it is for me to get down to 180, we'll see what happens. But if I can get down below 200, I'll be good. So, yeah, thanks for the encouragement and everything, and I'll let you guys go and keep rocking on.
All right.
All right,
thanks for calling.
Take care, man.
Yep.
Guys, one thing he said that we can throw out there. I know he was talking about that the one day he didn't see any weight off, and the next day he saw 6 pounds. But with like water weight retention and stuff like that, day to day, I don't know how often Travis is weighing himself, but I do know a lot of people get on every day and try to, like, one day, I didn't lose anything. Oh, I went up a pound. Oh, I went down 4 pounds.
Well, 6 pounds in a day, it sounds like he lost a limb.
Yeah.
I know.
So my cat went into the vet with 4 legs and came back out 5 pounds lighter without a leg. But
that's a lovely story.
That also happened to me before my break, but yeah, you know.
It's true though, Sparky. I mean, the body is a mysterious machine, mm-hmm. and we don't always understand it. So you can't live or die and adhere your moods to what the scale says day by day, because who knows what it means, you know. I just go by my clothing and, you know, if I'm feeling good. And, of course, you got to check in now and then with the scale, but don't get too married to it, because it can drive you up a wall if you're not in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, we've been saying as long as we've been doing this show, which is, you know, I've lost track of how long we've been doing it, but, you know, hide the scale. Just...
Yeah.
Put it somewhere. Take the batteries out. Something.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because it will drive you mad. And everybody goes on, you know, you get the 30, 60, 90 day, and then anywhere between, like, it's like 90, maybe 120 days, you know, where they hit the plateau, and then they start to drive themselves absolutely crazy, because there's a point where your body kind of gets used to everything, used to the eating. You're not dropping all the weight from going gluten-free, dairy-free. And your body just kind of normalizes a little bit. Some people start to freak out.
Well, you were there, man. You went through a very similar plateau.
Yeah, I did. So I had to. Sometimes you have to switch things up. So I started looking at. I mean, you got to look at different things. I did look. I counted my calories. You know, I started eating a little bit different. Like Carrie talked about, she took it to another level when she read Wheat Belly and took all the sugar out. At one point, then I had another plateau. I did the juicing, started adding juice fasts into it, and that helps, you know, kind of bump you past a few things. Switching up workout routine, that'll help too.
And we've got three callers on hold, or two callers, I think. Looks like, because I'm not sure, I think one may be Travis. So let me switch over to area code 831.
Yes.
Who's on the line?
My name is Bill.
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man. And, you know, I've checked out the DDP Yoga website. I've, you know, looked at all the video packs. And, you know, I can very much appreciate everything you guys are doing for people. And no doubt they're getting the biggest benefit from it, too. The one question I do have is, in all the packs and everything like that, you get the DVDs and the MP3s along with them. But the one thing I noticed is the food guide, where it gives a description of the workout, the three different stages of, you know, taking the DDP food plan and making it your own, that's, you know, that's just available in print. And I was wondering if there was, like, a digital format of that. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm totally blind and I don't read print. So I'm just was wondering if there was any alternative ways of getting the guide in like a audio format or MP3.
That's, you know, that I've never had that question before. It's not, honestly, it's never occurred to me, but right now we don't have that in audio. And as you're saying that, I'm trying to think of if there's anything that we can do for you on that. That's a really good question.
Yeah, because I mean, everything else is very like user friendly and accessible in MP3
yes.
format, no matter what packs you get. I mean, I've kind of looked at that and kind of had my own wheels spinning for myself and like, how can I get that and make it a format that I could read? I mean, I know with iPhones and everything, there's different apps out, you know, that may be a little bit more tedious to do a scanning document app. But I was like, what would be the quickest way to not only open it to people, you know, to low vision people, blind people, but just give them that, you know, basically open it to like a whole new, I guess, market and like having it open to blind and low vision people. You know, I do know a couple of free sites. If who's ever in charge of that would just be open to, you know, suggest or open to the idea of maybe putting it on there. That's what would like, create the avenue.
Yeah, I mean,
a great idea.
Yeah, if you can contact me at my email address is robert@dallaspage.com. If you can drop me an email with whatever ideas that you have, or I'm not sure if you do email or if you know a lot of blind people that I've talked to in the past have either had different applications or they had someone do it themselves, or I'm sorry, they had someone do it for them. If that's the case, then shoot me over whatever you can, and I'll certainly take a look at it and see what we can do there.
Yeah, no, definitely, because I mean, I'm very interested in this, and you know, changing my way of like, you know, changing my way of eating, changing my way of doing it, and because you know that's. I've just heard so many good stories. It's like impacted me in a way, like, and you know, as of right now, I'm trying to reinvent myself with my own video documentary and something. You know, I want to have this to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I'll definitely keep in contact with you guys and shoot you over emails and with my ideas, and we can go from there.
Yeah, and I would just give you my phone number, but I may have 300 phone calls by the end of the day, and most of them would be negative, so.
Yeah, no, I understand, man. And two, I know I could also find you guys on the Team DDP Yoga community board as well.
Oh, yes. I'm listed on every page because I'm the webmaster, so I think my link is on every page.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
Okay, great. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
All right, you guys take care, and you guys, keep up all the good work.
Keep rocking the workout, bro. That's awesome. That's inspirational, man.
Yeah. You guys take care. Have a good evening.
You too, bro.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
I mean,
you know, I had never even thought about that because we've had people with vision problems or whatever, and they've asked us, you know, if we can get the videos closed captions or whatever, and I had never even considered that before.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
That's a deeper point, man. Wow. So is there anything – I know people typically throw questions in the chat room for Stacy to grab. Is there anything going on in the chat room, Stacy, that anybody wants to know about?
I haven't had any questions so far, other than people want me to post the brownie recipe that Terry mentioned using black beans, and I made it this week, and I thought it was quite frankly going to be really kind of blah, and it's good. It's really good, so I'm going to post that this week on my blog, I promise.
I appreciate you being the guinea pig on that.
Brownies with black beans?
Yeah, and I didn't have black beans, so I used garbanzos, and it worked amazingly well. There, it's like fudge almost, but not sickeningly sweet. I'm floored.
I'm trying to picture beans as fudge, and I
Well, when you two were talking about last week, and I was listening to it, and I was thinking that it wasn't like what you expect with a brownie, the classic, you know, sweet. I was thinking it was just, you know, a bean in a square.
You were thinking of what?
It was like
you're kind
beans
of breaking
in a square.
Up a little.
I was just looking at my connection. I was thinking it was like beans in a square, and that was basically it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The key is you got to have a food processor and really thoroughly blend it, but it just somehow it works, and there are no eggs in this. But it's like unbelievably good, and there's absolutely nothing unhealthy in it. So it's totally cool.
You know,
yeah, and Mike wants to know if those were the brownies that were at the workshop.
No, at the workshop, those were made by Angela, and I think they were from a gluten-free mix. I'm not quite sure, but those were definitely flour-based. And Terry has decided, based on her doctor's advice and blood testing and all that, to really cut back very heavily on any kind of flour, even gluten-free. So anytime she does a baked sweet, she is all bean-based.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yep.
I'll have to give that, like, some props and have to try it, because I did have a burger made of black beans this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was the bomb.
Really?
Yes. It was basically what you would think of, like, some ground beans up, black beans put into a patty with some spices. It was pretty delish.
Nice.
Was it at a restaurant or was it homemade?
No, this is actually at a restaurant.
Okay.
Everybody else was eating these beef burgers. I saw the bean burger on. I was like, give me that.
Wow. That's amazing. If you have the right seasonings and things to make it taste good, I think it probably would work great.
Yeah, it actually had kind of like the way they cooked it on the griddle, so it had like a little bit of the smoky, like, you know, like a burger would have that kind of grill flavor. It had that on it, which is pretty cool.
Well, that sounds good then.
Yeah, I actually dig like black beans and black bean soup and stuff like that. Yeah, so it actually turned out pretty well.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. We've actually, which will probably be our last call of the night since we're crawling up on 10 o'clock, but we've got area code 615 online. Are you there?
Hey, y'all. It's Don.
Hey, Ray.
Don. Hey, Don. Don.
Just wanted to check in after the workshop. The workshop was amazing, like Dave said. And if anybody has a chance to go, definitely go. It's something you do not want to miss, and it'll change your workout completely.
I remember, right, this is your second workshop, isn't it?
This is my third.
Third. Wow.
Third, yeah. The very first one I did 6 months ago, after 2 weeks after I started here in Nashville when Dallas came up here, and then this is my second ultimate workshop.
Oh.
That's cool, bro.
So, and that kind of leads me into my other reason for calling is I just went over 6 months on the first, and I just posted up a picture of me and Dallas here in Nashville together, and then our picture down there together.
Yeah, I actually saw that.
60 pounds lighter. And when I got home, I drilled my third hole in my belt.
Oh, wow.
Considering I started at the very end of this belt, I was on the verge of having to buy a new belt. And
that
down
really
six
cool.
jean sizes.
Oh, my God. Doesn't that feel amazing?
It does, because I was able to dig back in the closet yesterday morning to find a pair of khakis that would fit so I could actually look right for work. And I dug way back in the back and pulled out a pair. I figured, we'll give it a try. And they slipped right on.
Oh, that's so cool.
So,
you're going to need a new wardrobe pretty soon.
Oh, no. Not anytime soon. I'm looking at triple digits by Mexico.
Oh, wow.
That's my next goal.
Oh, my God.
So, awesome. So how much farther do you have to go to hit triple digits?
40 more pounds.
40 more pounds.
Wow.
40 pounds in 5 months, that's easy.
Definitely. I mean, you're already you're averaging 10 pounds a month anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at first I kind of got not worried, a little scared, because when I first started the first 3 months, pounds were just dropping right off because I went 100% gluten and dairy free, and I was doing 2 days, 6 days a week, and it's that sudden shock to my system was like, oh, okay, let's get rid of all this crap that you've built up. And then it's kind of leveled off, and now I'm evening out to about 10 pounds a month.
That's
nice.
Good.
Yeah, that's normal. I think that's your body's way of settling into the changes.
Yep, so.
We talked a little bit earlier about the plateau stuff, Dawn. Is there anything that you've done to sort of, speed up the weight loss or keep it going instead of sitting at the plateau, or are you still kind of doing the same thing?
Well, this last month, I felt like I was at a plateau because the numbers weren't moving, and I'm not a jump-on-the-scale-every-day guy. I pull it out, and after I'm done with it on the first, I push it back underneath the cupboard, and I don't look at it. But I was at a little plateau, and I changed up my workouts because I found myself, my evening workouts, I was in a habit of certain workouts in the evening because I have my workout of the week. And then I changed up how I'm eating, too, because I was doing my vegetable spinach-based smoothie every morning.
Uh-huh.
So I changed that up and moved that to lunchtime, and went with a big salad first thing in the morning.
Nice.
And still doing the lemon water in the morning. But for my evening workouts, to just break any habit that I had, I got a fish bowl and some ping pong balls. And I just put the initials of the workouts on the ping pong balls. And I just reach in the ball, and whatever I pull out, that's what I'm doing. So I don't have
a choice. You basically have a workout bingo routine. You just pick it out.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And whatever I pull out, that's what I'm doing for the evening.
That's a really cool
idea, dude.
And that seemed to kind of jumpstart everything. And I also moved Red Hot Core up in my workout in the morning, because I do wake up every morning and I would do a workout, then either do Red Hot Core or find an excuse not to do Red Hot Core. So I just do wake up, Red Hot Core, and then my workout.
Wow.
But I've kind of laid off on the evening workouts for the last 2 weeks because I've got a slow leak in my right ankle.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that one to me. How do you get a slow leak in your ankle?
I've done something to my ankle, and I'm not sure what it is, and I'm just trying to stay real positive about it because it could be bad, and it could just be a pull or a strain. And Yoga Doctor... And I talked about it a little bit, and so I'm going to go have it checked out.
Huh.
So hopefully it's not that A-T word that I won't say out loud.
Oh, well, yeah. And also, Dallas, I'm sure they told you this, probably a good idea to ice it after your workout.
Oh, yeah, I ice it
every
day, a couple times a day.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I talked to Dallas about it, and he's like, let's go over to Yoga Doc. And we walked over to Yoga Doc, and... we talked about it. But Yoga Doc is fantastic, Dallas. Everybody down there, Linda, Brittany. Brittany's ruined pork for me forever.
Uh-huh.
If there's anything that you don't want to talk about with Brittany about food, is pork, because she will kill it for you for the rest of your life. Because I just asked her about adding pancetta to Brussels sprouts, because she made Brussels sprouts.
Uh-huh.
And I usually just add a little pancetta to it for the flavor and saute them. And she killed all pork for me forever. So I won't say what she said, because Ninja's fussing for me not to kill it for her in the chat room.
Is it along the lines because pig is a dirty animal?
No, not dirty animal. and she's kidding, so I'll let it go.
All right.
According to Brittany, pig is the closest thing. Oh, it isn't killing me. Okay. It's the closest thing to human that we eat. And I'm
yeah, Soylent Green. Yes, it's people.
All right, then.
Thanks.
Explains why we like bacon so much, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I came home, and there's a little thing of pancetta in the refrigerator, and I took it and I dumped it. Because as soon as I pulled it out and I had a big thing of Brussels sprouts, I'm like, the whole conversation with Brittany came right back up. I'm like, that evil little girl.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of cannibalism in a pinch. There, you know?
Yeah, it's just that conversation popped right back in my head like she was standing right there saying, you know, that's just like eating a person.
Right. Yeah, until pigs can sign contracts and shake hands, then we'll talk.
Yeah.
You know?
So, she ruined it for me for a couple months now, but I'll still use it to cook every now and then. But
yeah, there you go.
She's right.
Well, Don, you're doing amazing. Amazing stuff. So keep up the good work.
Yeah, bro,
just
you're
working
towards
my destination.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. That's a great update.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
Good
you
luck
too,
with your knee, too.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Bye bye.
That was a fantastic update, except for the pig stuff. Not that I eat a ton of bacon. I actually eat a lot of turkey bacon, but I think I will still enjoy me some bacon. It's just
I'm not gonna have an issue with that because I know that they use pigs for organ transplant experiments and things like that because they are I'm not going to say closely related, at least genetically they may be, but I'm still going to eat bacon. It's just
it's not like in a pinch I'm going to be like shaving my thighs off and grilling them up in a pan or anything. So
no, the neighbors, yeah, myself, no.
Oh shit, wow. Weird, like 10 o'clock for like starting the show in a free fall. We pulled a
We really deal. Rebounded. I have to give us credit. We all rebounded pretty well.
Yeah, and just for fun, you guys, go back and listen to the first 5 minutes with me floundering, not knowing what the hell was going on.
You're a brave soul, Robert. I don't know if I could have done it.
I almost pulled the plug, but because I'm sitting there... trying to be engaging, but I can't talk and fix the website and reload different browsers at the same time. So, I'm sure there's
all of that.
Is that
at the same time.
Yeah,
I know you can do all of that. But...
Yeah, at the same time, it's and just just to respond to Katie in the chat room, Katie, if I wanted your opinion, I'd give it to you. She's trying to be witty, and of course, Katie being Katie. No, I mean it was like the most painful 5 minutes ever. It was horrible. So I almost just canned the show, but luckily whatever was going on with Blog Talk, they fixed it just in time.
Good.
Thank goodness.
Fantastic. Well, I got two quick shout outs before we go out because I wanted to say hey to the Monster Vader as well. I know he's in the States wandering around somewhere and then he'll be going back and back and forth. But I'm glad he got some time out and he's done some wonderful things for people. He's probably the role model for a lot of us for helping other people. So to Doug, I wanted to give a shout out to today.
To
Andy
who?
Fields.
Oh, Andy. Fields. Okay.
Yeah, who's been blasting it, working really hard and dropping a lot of weight and has been very excited about it. So he's doing very, very well. So great job, Andy. And we'll keep working on it and see where we take it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Andy was going to know, he's going to know what this means. I'm just really glad that you tackle DDP Yoga better than you tackle Words with Friends. We'll just leave that where
it's at. That game is still around.
What's that?
That game is still around.
Yeah, I play it all the time. Man, I've got games going with all, like 4 or 5 games going at any given time.
Wow. Didn't you, when you first started, this is completely random, didn't you get a random game from Shane Helms?
No, yeah, I did. And, we ended up playing like 5 or 10 games. And you think of Shane Helms, okay? And I didn't even know, he added me. I don't know you know, how that came about, but I was on his friends list, whatever. He and you would think about some guy whose job it is to take punches and kicks in the head. You know, you don't expect him to be dumb, but you don't expect him to be the brightest guy on the planet. And till this day, I've never had my ass kicked in that game like he did. And it wasn't just one game, but it was game after game after game that he would just destroy me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, you look at guys like Ivan Drago. Wow. And I'm not going to even remember his, like, actual real name. The guy's got, like, doctorates and all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph, thank you. I was trying to come up with that.
Yeah. So there's some pretty sharp individuals out there. Fortunately, I am not one of them, so I set the bar very low.
Yeah, I mean, I play a lot against Val, and anyone who's familiar with the team knows Val, and Val is really, really good, and we have some very competitive games, and she talks a lot of shit, but I've never met anybody who could play as well as Shane Helms, which that just saying that just hurts my mouth, you know?
Cool. Well,
hey, guys, I wanted to give a quick shout-out to just anyone out there who's struggling right now. And it's not always the easiest thing to get the food down. It's a lifelong process. But if you're struggling, just at least do what you can to show up at the mat, and that'll keep you in the game. By mat,
go.
I mean, by mat, I mean yoga mat, not the wrestling mat.
Well, you know, to each their own.
A lot of us have dreams of the wrestling mat, but I'll take the yoga mat.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I love, you know, all the wrestlers I've met, and you know, I look up to these guys, and I really respect what they do in the ring, but for the life of me, cannot figure out why they do it.
Mm. It's like you look at, like, Jake, and you, I mean, and what he put himself through, and now what he's put himself through rehabbing with DDP Yoga, and Scott with his hip and stuff, I mean, man, there's a way to come back from that, but what they do to themselves going into car wrecks, like, that's what, was it Dallas or Mark who said that's basically like taking, going in and every hit they take is like a car wreck, so they get in it like 50 car wrecks a night.
I think it was Ray who said that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that doesn't, you know, that's not a slight by me at all, because I just, those guys put themselves through so much, and I just can't figure out what it is about, I don't know if it's the spotlight or the fans or what it is, but, you know, there's a lot of years that they have to pay the dues where they don't get the cheers. I don't understand what physically keeps them going.
Yeah. No, it's insane, man. That's what it means. I guess those guys, you know, the definition of driven, you look at a lot of them, and, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, and have you seen the Mark Fitmero video where he does the DDP Yoga shout-out? Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
And you see the way his spine is?
That one disc looks like it's completely detached from all the others.
Yeah, and but it's like his the rest of his spine going up follows that line, so there's like this gap in his spine. And it was like that when he started making it big in wrestling, and so he wrestled on that for 10 plus years. You know, it goes beyond my comprehension. I mean, because that's one of the reasons why he's so big into exercise and so big into keeping his core strong, because that holds his spine together.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
A lot of us get up sometimes and stub our toes and can't move on anymore. Bad.
Yes. Without a doubt. I think, yeah, I stubbed my toe. I'm down for 3 days. Are you talking? Okay, well, I think we've run that topic into the ground. Are we ready to close this thing out?
Yeah, go have a martini, Robert. You've earned it.
Why, thank you. It's been it's been an interesting evening.
Yeah, you've earned about a gallon of them, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, with as hard as you've worked for as many years as you've been working on it, you could probably drink straight for a year and still earn more past that.
Yeah. I don't. I, and that's one thing I've always said is I don't drink nearly enough.
All right, guys. Well, everyone have a great week. Okay.
Yeah. You too, Stacy.
All
right.
Are you ready to take us out, Sparky?
Yeah, I'm going to take it out, I guess, right now. So, everybody, thanks for joining us. Robert, thanks for pulling the show together. We couldn't do the show without you. I even forget my own tagline. I'm trying to remember it.
When life comes knocking?
Yes.
When 10% life comes knocking, that's what it was.
Is that what it is? We can end the show as well as we began it.
Yeah, this is another disaster.
Oh, no.
Absolutely. When the 10% comes a-knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it.
Wow.
Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.